So
we're
up to day 29,
same time. Okay, podcasting on DrizzleCast.com. Oh, morning on are the three kidnapped boys.
Also, we're gonna, if we can learn to the success of Benjamin Benyanda, he's having surgery at one of our friends here.
And Sidi Lipa, last hearing.
I read their names. I had their names.
Boys?
She's so healthy. Fine. So we're saying now. Fine. The news is out. In the previous segment, we were introduced to the lies of Api Plus, which we said the Shenhara spoke in front of three people is widely misunderstood. We spoke about the license of Hilchas Lashon Hara, the license called Api Plus. It summed to the license that says if Lashon Hara was spoken in front of three people, then you could repeat. So we explained what that meant. It didn't just mean any bad Lashon Hara. Referring to a situation where, it was referring to specifically a situation where it could be interpreted in two different ways. Right? We set an example that if someone says, do you know this person? He said, I know him, he always has food in his house. So I said, are you saying he likes to eat? We say he likes to give away a lot of food. So if the statement was said in front of three people, then he could repeat it. Because then we assume it was good. He didn't mean it bad. Now, Chassid Rabbi is going to go further. He's going to say it's basically impossible to rely on this license. As we know, it's virtually impossible to keep something secret once it's been told to a group. Right? And that's the source of the Rambam's approach, the basis for the Rambam's approach to the Talmud's discussion of Api Tlas, which permits a person to repeat information that's been said in the presence of three or more people. A group of three is considered a public forum. And whatever is said in such a setting is certain to become publicized. Therefore, someone who repeats the information is not really causing any harm, because whoever hears it would have heard it anyway. Accordingly, writes the Rambam, information heard by three or more people is not subject to the prohibition of Lashon Hara. However, this license is subject to many limitations. Repeating the information is referring, first of all, even if you were there, it's only if the topic happens to come up in the conversation. Right? And you just say it's a matter of fact. But even the Rambam says it's also to repeat the information for the purpose of spreading it to disgrace the person. I mean, this whole heter of Api Tlasa, right? It's only if the conversation happens to come up, then I could repeat it. But I can't bring up the conversation, oh, you heard about Reuben, this and this happened to Reuben. Right? Oh, you heard about Reuben, Reuben always has food cooking in his house. Like, if it happened to come in the conversation, and say, oh, where's always food cooking? Then you could say it's for moving, but just to bring it up is not enough. Also, the license only applies if you were one of the three people that heard it. Right? If you were one of the three people that heard the Lashon Hara, then you could repeat it. But if I heard it from you, I can't repeat it further. That's another limitation. Got to visit with the Rabbi Tom Power. Even the whole heter of three Api Tlas is only if I was one of the three people who heard the Lashon Hara. If I heard it from you, one of the three people, and I heard it from you, that's not good enough. If I was one of those three people who had lost, then I could repeat it over. Hashem shall help us. But you know, it's not really so.
In that situation, for modern examples, if you get an email from someone, can you post it on your website?
So, it's an interesting question because you don't know for sure. You know for sure three more people got the same email?
Well, it's easy to tell because they normally have it. Who's it sent to? It was a blind email.
Probably if you get an email sent to you, you don't know how many more people got the same email.
You normally can't tell.
You could see who else got the email?
Yeah.
How do you see who else got it? It tells you.
On the to send area, it'll list everyone that's supposed to get the email. If it's BCC, then you click on details, and it'll list everyone that's
why did you do that? So you know already who got the email? You don't have to send
right.
it, forward it to them. They already got it.
They already got it.
But you don't know who sent the email. Maybe you take the...
All you have to do is click on details.
Yeah, you see the sender. He's at Westside, maybe he's not holding those.
But he sent about a bunch of people.
Right.
But again, we're saying first of all, the slice is only in a scenario where it could have been taken two ways. Somebody was like par, but wasn't like it was. It could have been as two. You could have interpreted this information in two ways. That's first of all. And okay, that's a big limitation. You have to realize. So I don't know. It's a good question. These days, how to apply this halakha? It's a good question. You want to say this had to apply. Basically, the Chazal says this limitation and this license of Apatos is rarely applicable. It's really less applicable. Saying, also, you're only allowed to relate it in the matter of fact manner. You can't really relate just to spread Lashon Hara. To bring it up, sending a new person's email is like bringing up the whole thing from new. Maybe it's not so simple. According to Chazal Chaim, this is not a good answer. There is a different answer, which we might speak about later, is that once something is known in a town, it's already public knowledge, so already it's not considered Lashon Hara. It's a different license. But this license, Avitlas is not going to apply. There will be a different license. Everyone already knows something, it's not a problem.
What about something positive, such as like me posting Shir?
That's true, but there's a difference. What's the question?
Someone sends you an email of the Shir that they heard. Can you repost it?
If it was a free share, meaning it's good, it's free, and it's supposed to be like, yeah. Unless they care, unless they're macro, unless they get the. If they're happy, then it's good. Okay, once you're ready using the internet, you might as well put some light into it. Light should push away all the darkness, all the shahara.
Well, in that matter, should this be a separate podcast?
Or not?
Why are you moving the Chofetz Chaim?
It's separate, yeah.
It should?
Make it different.
Okay.
Well, like March. Intro.
This introduction. Derech Azmukar.
It won't take that long to separate it out and do a separate post.
Hit another record after it's finished.
Yeah, I just edited it out. Okay. That's an idea. Okay.
Yeah, whatever you do is
take
good.
A little time, but I can do it.
But you do it right now. You can stop it and start.
No. That's from the past. It's easier to edit it out.
Fine, very good. So now we're going to learn the Gemara. So if you remember from last week, we were in the middle of dealing with that. We have a contradiction. What contradiction?
Where are we holding?
We're holding on the Gemara, and the Gemara starts Makos, starts Chas on the base. We're going to try to finish on a piece of Gemara and try to make a move further. So we're basically just pushing us further.
It's 8B.
We're going a little bit slow. 8B, we're going to go to pick up speed. A little bit. Fine. Well, we're holding here like this. Fine. So again, yes, we're going to deal with a contradiction between the Gemara and the Bryce. We're going to be starting now from 1, 2, 3. 10 lines to the bottom. So remember, we're dealing with contradiction. It seems to be that our Mishnah, right, we start from Rabba Amar. It seems that our Mishnah seems to tell us that a son who killed the father by mistake, or Reuben, what did the Mishnah tell us? What's the halacha? A son who killed his father by mistake, you go to exile. The Braisa said, a son who killed his father by mistake, no exile. So the Mishnah says, you do go to exile. The Braisa says, no exile. So what's the pshat? What's the answer? So now we're going to see a new answer. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, a new answer. There don't have to be a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Because the Braisa is not talking about a son who killed the father. Rather, a son who wounded his father by mistake. And therefore, why? And that's why we're understanding the Pasuk. We said the Pasuk. That's why they said the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Maka Nefesh. It is excluding a person who only gives a Chabura by mistake. Let's see. this pasuk is going to exclude one who wounds his father with shogeg. Why? Why should I think he goes to Gaza? This all because I would have thought given the mazid back at Halu, since in a scenario where someone who killed their father, the mazid, they get killed, because we said already, they get killed. The shogeg nami lately. So now he killed the shogeg, he could get the shogeg nami lately. So he gets the shogeg, also he should get killed. Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, you don't get caught. What's Rabbi saying? What's Rabbi saying?
Like this.
What our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, one who killed the Shogeg, what did Mishnah say? Someone who killed the father by mistake, they go to God. The Mishnah said, someone who killed by mistake goes to God. Good? Someone who killed by mistake, the Mishnah said God. Someone who killed the father by mistake goes to God. Good, remember? What did the Bryce say? No, it goes. Yeah. So it seems this to be talking about when a son kills his father by mistake. There's no ghost. That's a contradiction, right? Comes Rabbi and says that he gives an answer. He says that what? He says when the Mishnah says there is ghost, it's referring to a son who killed his father. And therefore this ghost is the way a son killing his father. But, good? So that's not a, what's the Bryce of though? The Bryce is not talking about a son who killed his father. It's referring to by mistake, right? This is someone who killed, right, by accident. Accident. By Hashem. But what's the Bryce? When the Bryce says, you don't go to Golas, what's it referring to? It's referring to a son who wounds his father by accident. Right, wounds his father by accident. And over there, there's no ghost. That's the third. The Mishnah would say, so the son who killed the father by mistake goes to God, says why? Because he's talking about he killed him by accident. The Braisa is talking about what? The Braisa refers to a case where a son wounds his father by accident, you don't go to God.
That means the father's still alive.
The father's still alive. Now why should I think he has to go to God? Be like this. Because in a case when someone killed by accident, if they killed on purpose, what's the halacha? If they kill on purpose, right, if it was on purpose, they get killed. Right? And what do we see? When it's by accident? It is God. In a normal case, if you kill by accident, you
kill.
If you kill on purpose, in a case like this, if a person kills on purpose, what's the halacha, right? This is by accident. A person that kills on purpose, if he kills on purpose, he gets killed, right? So if he does it by accident, he did it on purpose. Why did he do it by accident? What's the God? So maybe it should be the same halacha by a son who wounds a father. A son who wounds a father on purpose, he gets killed. So maybe he did it by mistake. Maybe he should go to Golos. Just like a regular person, if you do it on purpose, you get killed. When it's by accident, you go to God, correct? So if you do an action, if you do it on purpose, it will kill you. If you do that action by mistake, you go to God, correct?
Makes
sense. It seems like it sins.
That's why you see the punishments, it makes sense.
That's the punishment word.
Right, but the father's still alive.
Fine, but what happens if you kill him? True, but what happens if you wounded him on purpose? What would the penalty be? If someone wounds his father on purpose, then he gets killed.
Why would he get killed?
That's the Torah says. The Torah says when a person wounds their father, they get killed. It's very serious to wound the father. One who wounds the father, they just get killed. So you would think, according to the rules, if I did an action, but when I do it on purpose, I get killed. And I do it by mistake, maybe you shouldn't get gullus, right? If I did the same act, that's usually the way it works. If you do what action deserves, you deserve to get killed when you do it on purpose. And when you do by accident, you get ghosts. So maybe here should get ghosts. Come the Bryce says no. The Bryce says no ghosts. Right? Someone who was their father by mistake is no ghosts. Go remember? Now why not? According to the rules, we should, according to our logic, we should be. We're saying why not. You know why? Because the pasuk is makan nefesh. The only person who goes to galus is you have to kill a soul by mistake. If you didn't kill a soul, then you don't go to galus. Yeah, if you tell me really, but if you do it on purpose, when you hit your father, you really get killed, so should be too bad. The only time you go to galus is a scenario where you kill him. So either according to our logic, it's the same should match up. No, the halacha is that doesn't happen. The halacha is that we don't do that. So again, what's coming? What are we coming at? So like this, just like over here, if a friend is killed by accident, if a friend is killed on purpose, they get killed. Right? If they do it by mistake, they go to galus. Right? So too, right? Someone who does it on purpose, they go by mistake. So too, someone who wounds their father, that they get killed, what should be that lachmi? If usually someone who does it on purpose gets killed, and then they go to galus. Right? So someone who kills over here, they do by on purpose, they get killed. Here, they should go to galus. Right? Should match up. Talmud said no. Only makan nefesh. The only time you go to galus is if you actually kill a soul. Right? It's makan nefesh. And over here you just wounded the father, right? Over here you only wounded the father. Therefore, there's no galus. That's Rava's stance. Good? What's there, Rava? What's your question?
You don't get galut unless you kill someone.
So right.
Basically it goes according to your action, not according to how you're being punished.
Good, but we see where we thought, because I think this is the X, right? And over here, when you kill on purpose, you get killed. You do it by mistake, you get killed. You wound on purpose, you get killed. By mistake, the X should be, I think you get killed. Right? Why not? If you wound a father on purpose, what's the halacha?
You get killed.
So what should be the halacha? According to our rules, if you do it by mistake. In a scenario where the penalty is so strong, you do it on purpose, you get killed. And when you do it by mistake, you get galus. Right? Someone who kills another person on purpose. Right? What's that halacha? You kill another person on purpose. What's that halacha?
You get killed.
You get killed. Because that's the match. And whatever you do by mistake, you get galus. So this seems to be the system. Right?
For killing, which means you can't apply it too.
Right, but I would think so the same rules should apply. Over here, if a person who wounds their father gets killed, do you think he wounds it by mistake? You get galus. No, before they weren't answered. You already knew what answered. You keep answering they weren't answered. Then why did they know that? They weren't, but you could get killed for wounding somebody. You should go to galus for wounding. You keep telling me the Gemara's answer. You're right. You keep telling me you could only go to galus for killing. That's only because the Gemara told that to me. The Gemara said this is makan nefesh. You're reading the Gemara's answer. So you're a step ahead of us. We're still a question. Right? The question we're thinking that if you do an action, if you do it on purpose, you get killed. Right? It is if you do it on purpose. If you do it by accident, you get galus. The Gemara said, no, that's wrong. Over here, there's no galus. Why? The pasuk says, "Makan nefesh." Only if you kill a soul, you go to galus. You don't go to galus for hitting somebody. What is there, Ruben? Good in one. That's that pasuk. Good. So now, what should happen if a person does by mistake? That soul who kills on purpose. That's up talking about on purpose. Also, if according to our rules, where rules we see, the rules we know of, what should it seem? We have a rule that in a scenario, if you do it on purpose, you get killed, like killing somebody. If you do it by mistake, you go to galus. True or false? True? So maybe we're here also, even though the Torah doesn't say what to do in the case of a mistake. According to the rules we know, you should go to galus. You're in the same bracket as that guy. Comes in one basak and says, no. The puzzle by Aramik, let's say you only go to galus for killing your soul. You don't go to galus for any other mistakes. Even if you did a mistake, and if you would have done it on purpose, you would get Misa. That action, you made a mistake. Still, there's no galus. That's what Rebbe wants to say. Let's see the one. Let's see Rashi. Let's see some more again. Let's see the Marta. Rava Omar, Rava said, Prat la isa chabura ba'aveh b'shayt. We're trying to exclude someone who gives his father a wound by mistake. And he does not go to Golos. Now why in the world should I think someone who wounds their father should go to Golos? Because Salkanat Amina, I would have thought, Kivan did amazing back to Talu. Since in the case of amazing, he's considered a person who gets killed. Just like a person who kills another person, amazing. So Mishagi Ignami lately. So also when he does it by mistake, he should go to Gaul. Kamash Gaul, no, you don't go to Gaul. The only time you go to Gaul is if you hurt a soul by mistake, and not if you hit somebody. That's his Gemara. Huh. Rashi, 3 lines at the bottom, Rabba Omar. Every drop of pain you have is more reward. That's what Desa says. Right? Because I'll say it's better one time to do this in pain. Says Yavasha Achas Pesar, 1 second in pain, more than 100 times without pain. So if you sit in a shear when it's hot, it's worth 100 shear with air conditioning. So if you feel better, you miss so many shear in your life, here's the chance to get 100 shear. Today's 100 shear. They will give you 100 shear. But Tesla says, what does that mean? In Mechta Be'aliyah, Tesla says that every drop of pain you have multiplies the reward by 100. That's just multiplied by 100. If you have a little bit of pain, it's multiplied by 100. Every drop of pain you have, more pain you have, that can be multiplied by 100. If you have a little pain, it's a little higher. 100 shear. It's more, it's 100 times 100. It's 10,000. If a little more pain, it's 10,000 times 100. Keeps on going. Yeah.
Right?
Huh? Shabbat. You get 100 times,
no? Thousand times.
When the Shai says 1,000 times. Yeah, Shabbat's also. Yeah, that's the thing. When the Shai says every hour in Shabbat is 1,000 hours during the week.
I'm learning.
Every hour.
When you learn Zohar,
it's like 10,000. It's much more.
Somewhere written. How much more? The Zohar what I mean in that organization that
is that. Yes, I saw that.
They did a Kishuv. They did a. Yeah. They made us get for a second Zohar of Shabbat.
Well, let's see Rashi, Rabba Amar. Brisa, Nami, Rabbanam. The Brisa could also be the Rabba. I mean, the first chat we say, and we're getting confused, complicated, that one's Rabbanam, and the Brisa, the Rabba saying that the Mishra is Rabbanam, the Brisa is Shimon, saying no. The Brisa also is the Rabbanam. But how you get something, Nami, because when someone kills a father, I would think goes to God. The Sheikha Saifu. This is saying, he would go to God. The Brisa also only the Rabbanan, the someone who killed his father, he would go to Golos because she gets a shayik of someone who really gets hurt. But how did Tani Prada Amaka Avin? And this that we said in the Gemara, we see even though the Brisa says someone who hits the father does not get Golos. A lot harder than mine. Not the case where you kill him. Or rather, what are we talking about? But Isaac by Chabura b'Shayim. So he made a Chabura by mistake in his father. Fine. Let's see the next Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Hakol Gal and Yisrael. Right? We said everyone goes to God to Yisrael. Yisrael goes to God for them. Is that? Let's see the Gemara. Hakol Gal and Aidei Yisrael. Let's see. What are we trying to prove? Said. If Yisrael kills everyone who Yisrael kills them, then Yisrael goes to God. Who tries to come take food? I saw a suya evident kuti. If you do kills even the evident or kuti, still Yechayel. What's a kuti? What's a kuti?
Kutim.
Oh. Who are they? Where'd they come from?
Shamwan, right?
Shamwan. They became the. He said it was a big sign, but they were
saying some hint.
They were doing an Abu Lazara and bring all the people to some
place.
All the wise animals, they converted to Judaism. The Jews said it's not white.
proper. So mice for this right. So for this halacha, they have a halacha like a Jew. This halacha that one Jew kills another Jew, you go to galus. This halacha also applies. If you kill a kuti, it's also a problem. You can have to go to galus. As of now. So far, it makes sense. See. Fine. So again, mice la suya, amai la suya, mice la suya, ever the kuti, ever the kuti, if a Jew kills them.
So the hakol.
Hakol, everyone goes to galus. Which means if a Yisrael kills a kuti or an Eved, or an Eved and a kuti kill Yisrael, both ways, then
that
you know,
that's what
the Eved is for. Then you have to go to Rav. Score. Then you have to go to Rav. So what are we saying? Then we learned this Tanur, but the Tanur we learned Eved and kuti go live like I did Yisrael. Israel got a lekha, a Jew kuti heaven. Eved and a kuti are going to go to Gauls to a Jew, and a Jew goes to Gauls to them, so it could be make sense. That's what we're trying to include, because we have a.
There's a brass that's supporting this. The Mar is bringing a brass that supports this, where it says it straight out. Apparently. Hakol doesn't say anything.
Yeah, so but we assume.
Brisa does say. Also, Evan Bukusi go like
this. Oh, good. But Mr. Salik's like backing us. No, we're saying really.
Backup. That's true. It's good. And then it goes the other way around. You struggle with like this.
Yeah.
So, Mishnah's backed up by this price.
Yeah, so Mishnah, we said our Mishnah, our Shadow Mishnah is backed up by this price. Our mission is back to what's pressed. That's what comes out. Fine. So Bishlam Eved Kutikala De Yisrael. So let's see the Gemara. Bishlam Eved Kutikala De Yisrael. It makes sense for us to have a Kutiko to call through Yisrael. Bishlam Eved Kutikala De Yisrael. Love like Kaila De Katle. Kaila like the Lati. What's the Gemara saying? Gemara is saying Eved and Kuti should go to God's to Israel, and therefore he'll get Malchus. Which means what?
If you kill
a Eved, then you go to God's. Let's say you just hit him.
Who?
A Jew killed a slave, an Eved Canaan. Good. What's that, Lacha? You get Malchus, right?
You hit him?
That's if you hit, kill him. If you kill him, what should happen?
According to what we learned so far, you should go to Galus.
Yes, what's the case
of curse the year, you get Malchus, I think, right?
Yes, for cursing Hashem with Hashem's name. So we're saying like it. The Latia.
He is bringing a situation. If he kills him, he gets galus. If he curses him, he's like him.
Yeah.
Like it lattes.
You get, yeah, you get.
It's good for cursing.
Curses. I mean, the kuti kills the Jew. He goes. If a kuti kills a Jew, he goes to galus. And also, if he curses a Jew, we get a lashes, whip him. However, El Yisrael Kaidla v'leka de kuti fishlo v'kaidla. We understand if Yisrael should go to Galus, the Katle, fine. If you kill a guy, so then you have to go to Galus. If a Jew kills a slave, if a Jew kills a Kuti, you have to go to Galus. El, like my, why in the world are you putting the, giving the Jew Malchus?
Or what situation would you ever give a Jew Malchus?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's saying the Latte. See, Kirsten. We're saying, you don't get Malchus with it, the Latte. That's the
Ba'avgalitar.
You're going to
give him for that?
Right, the Tari said that's Ba'avgalitar. For Isa Ma'is Amchus, only someone who acts like a Jew. But a Kuti who's not acting like a Jew, no such halacha that you can't. Meaning he's not part of it. I mean, if a Jew kills another Jew, if so, it's a Nasi Ba'avgalitar. You're not allowed to curse another Jew, right? But let's say, hey, Yisrael cursed a Kuti. It's not a problem. As I say, myself, if he acts like a Jew, then I'm not allowed to curse him. I don't curse him. It's fine.
But it's here saying, okay.
Right, if a person acts like a Jew, then the halacha is, if you act like a Jew, the halacha is that you have that, then you can't curse him. And if a person curses him, they get lashed. But if this guy is not doing my samcha anyway, so what's the problem? So far, so good? Which one? What's the question? Oh, not the manager. Today, please, you know. Sorry. Sorry, James, we're just moving. Which one? Which one? Good. Everything is all good. Fine. I love a rock. Yeah, rock with X is a new term. Rock with X is like this. The bride really means Yisrael gets a Malchus through a Kuti. Why? Because God should hate by the Israel said Eidos for Huzan. And then the Israel God became an Eidzayin. Right? And we learned earlier that whatever you can't do, Asilo Akasha Ezam, you get Malchus. So we have to know, when did a Jew ever get Malchus from a Kusi? If you curse the Kusi with Hashem's name, you don't get Malchus. Because it's only, you only know how to curse a person who's part of your nation. Is he part of your nation? No. So therefore you can't get lost. So what's the scenario you're telling me? Why, when you're telling me the Kuti is getting Malchus, why did the Jew get Malchus for doing something to the Kuti? It's a different case. The scenario is that you were Edom Zayim. Remember we had a case of Edom Zayim where you get Malchus. So you're Edom Zayim, in the case we get Malchus on a Kuti, then you still get Malchus. You still get Malchus. Good? Fine. Let's see the word further. The Kaaba say, L'Gabi Eved, Shehid Bay, Vahuzah. Say for Eved also, a Jew said Eid is against the Eved. A Jew said Eid is against the Eved. He became a Zoman. You have a Jew. He did Eid Zoman against a slave. Right? And then, after you did Eid Zoman against a slave, you say you got lashes. So we say, how could it be you got lashes for cursing a slave or a Kuti? You only got lashes for cursing someone who's part of your nation, who acts like your nation. I said, you're right. The reason why you're getting lashes is because the case what we had in the first paragraph. Remember? If you're Eid Zom in a scenario we can't do back to you what you want to do to him, then we give you lashes. So that's going to be the scenario. The scenario is going to be that we give you lashes. Fine. What are we referring to over here? I said with the top of. Fine. So what does the word say? The word says, If you hit someone with a ka, which if you hit him, he did it, it's not a sharpen. I mean, if you hit this guy, he didn't even need a bad knee. You didn't need damage even a little bit. Halacha is like you get malchus. Right? And the other time, I was like, let me see how about blah, blah, blah. Maybe we'll stop. 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 Ma